An attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-984-6755. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-984-6755. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-984-6755. That's 800-984-6755.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
Jacksonville wins it by a score of 22-7. Let's get our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, call Strider Consulting. Engineering for the future. And we're going to go with that touchdown drive from Mountain Home. It was a three-play, 15-yard drive, but, hey, it was a touchdown, and they got the Bombers on the board.
It was very efficient as well. It was a good drive, well executed, great play calling during that sequence. You know, there was a longer drive earlier, but ended in no points. So, you know, a lot of good things that we could see tonight, but still just those little mistakes that continue to hit us at the worst times.
Tough loss from Mountain Home, 22-7, the final here this evening. We'll take another break, come back, and we'll give our Dirty Jersey Award and get the game stats as well. Again, the final score, Jacksonville 22, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation reminds you that one in seven men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
An attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-984-6755. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-984-6755. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-984-6755. That's 800-984-6755.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Jacksonville wins it 22-7. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award brought to you by Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group. Call 405-4144. We're going to go with Logan Walker tonight. Sonny had a good night. Made a couple of nice catches across the middle.
Did make a couple of nice catches. Played some solid defense out there tonight. You know, we'll talk about the stats here in a minute, and he'll pop up there too.
Let's go ahead and mention those stats. They're brought to you by Mike Stockton, financial consultant of Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. Call 870-701-5160.
Jacksonville really took control of the game there in the second half. They had 106 yards at the half, and they finished with 312. So they basically doubled their output in the second half. Bombers limited to 154 consistent, 73 yards in the first half, and about another 75, 76 in the second half. Hershberger, 17 carries for 52 yards to lead the Bombers. Bashir's 9 of 31. Stockton was 2 of 11 for 15 yards, and both of those were the receptions by Walker. Jacksonville quarterback Cobbs, he went 10 of 10 in the second half with the only being completion, which is on a two-point conversion, which is not an actual offensive play. He finished a 17 of 25 for 218 yards.
Wow. All right, so the Bombers see their record drop to 0-6 overall, 0-3 in league play. Jacksonville now 2-4. They are 1-2 in league play. And Matt Home back home next week. Marion comes to town, and it's homecoming, so all the festivities, it'll be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. You know, the Bombers, of course, will have to not be distracted by the extracurriculars going on around them with the festivities and stuff. But I think that they will stay focused. You know, Marion was down tonight on the scoreboard. They could be coming into town in a very irritable mood. One thing we have seen from Marion this year, they can score points. They may not have the record that they want right now, but they can score points, and they can score them quickly.
It'll be another tough test for that defense coming up next Friday night. Hope you'll join us out there for that. Of course, the 7 o'clock kickoff at Bomber Stadium. That is going to do it for our broadcast tonight from the stadium. Matt's going to check scores around the state for us. Boy, some interesting ones. He'll have that for us here in just a little bit. Again, the final score here from Jacksonville, 22-7. The Titans get the win for Sonny Elliott and for Matt Sharp, our producer at the station. I'm Brad Hall. We're saying so long.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by
RVS Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Bashir's of Edward Jones Investments, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
Join us each Friday night. The Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Bashir's, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Bashir's is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Civil lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-308-0081. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-308-0081. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-308-0081. Again, 800-308-0081.
And we welcome you once again into the Bombers postgame show. Matt Sharp joining you from the studio as Mountain Home falls to Jacksonville tonight, 22-7 down at Jan Crow Stadium. We'll take a look at what else has been going on in the state and the area football-wise, but I do want to let you know over on KTLO AM right now, it is the Nationals leading the Cardinals 2-0. That game in the top of the seventh, and the Nats have the bases loaded with two out. And right now, Nationals pitcher Anibal Sanchez has a no-hitter going through six innings. And again, that game is over on KTLO AM 1240. This is the first game of the National League Championship Series. All right, take a look at what else is going on. First off in the 6A East, Searcy, who is ranked ninth in the state overall, second in Class 6A, playing at Marion this evening. And that game may have gone final by now. It has. The Lions escape with a 28-21 victory over the Patriots. Jonesboro, who is currently ranked fourth in Class 6A, defeated Pine Bluff tonight 37-14. And Sylvan Hills ended up beating West Memphis tonight by a score of 31-23. On the local level, Yellow Summit at home tonight against Rector. Have yet to see a score update. Okay, now we have seen found the final score in that game, and it was the Panthers losing to the Cougars by a final score of 47-6. That was the Yellow Summit's Turkey Trot game tonight. Salem defeated Midland by a count of 56-6. Melbourne at home tonight against Marshall. I don't believe that game has gone final. But let's see, the last score we had was from halftime, the Bearcats leading the Bobcats by a score of 47-8. Mountain View at down Searcy taking on the fourth-ranked team in Class 3A, Harding Academy, and it was the Yellow Jackets losing to the Wildcats 48-6 tonight. Harrison, who is tied for fifth in the state overall, tied for first in Class 5A, was able to get the victory, but barely. The Goblins hang on tonight on the road to beat Valonia by a count of 17-15. Also this evening, West Plains is leading 35-7 at Waynesville tonight. The Zizzers come into this game ranked fifth in Class 4. Hollister ended up beating Aurora tonight 20-6. Forsyth fell to Stockton 46-8. Branson lost to Nixa 41-3. And Ava, well, this game went down to the wire. Ava came into their game ranked 6th in Class 2, hosting the Thayer Bobcats, who are ranked 2nd in Class 1. This game went to overtime, and Ava came out on top of Thayer by a count of 12-6 tonight. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10s, top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, number 1, Bryant defeated Little Rock Central tonight 55-14. Number 2, Greenwood, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 6A, ended up pulling away in the second half and beat Siloam Springs 43-13. Number 3, Bentonville, was a 56-7 winner over Rogers Heritage. Number 4, North Little Rock, playing at Fort Smith Southside this evening. That game has not gone final, I believe, but that game is in the fourth quarter, and the Charging Wildcats leading Southside 28-14. Little Rock Christian, who is tied with Harrison for fifth in the state overall and for number one in Class 5A, playing at JA Fair tonight. So they didn't have too far to go, just stayed in the city of Little Rock. I believe that game has gone final. And it has. The Little Rock Christian defeated JA Fair tonight 56-8. Also this evening, number 7, Conway, ended up beating Cabot 30-20. Number 8, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 3 in Class 5A, at home tonight against Maumelle. And the last score we had was from the fourth quarter. The Bruins up on the Hornets 41-29. Also this evening, number 10, Lake Hamilton, who is also ranked number 3 in Class 6A, at home tonight against Russellville, and I believe that game has gone final. And it was the Wolves over the Cyclones tonight, 42-7. Only one game I haven't yet got to in the Class 6A top 5, and that is number 5 Benton at home tonight against Little Rock Hall. I don't believe that game has gone final yet. Last score we had, it was actually from halftime. The Panthers leading Hall 41-0. And in the Class 5A top 5 games, I haven't yet got to. Only two that I haven't gotten to yet. Number four, Morrilton playing at Alma this evening. And last score we had was from the fourth quarter. The Devil Dogs up on the Airedales 21-12. And also number five win at home tonight against Valley View. And I believe that game may have gone final. And let's see, it was the win Yellow Jackets. Losing to the Valley View tonight, the Blazers won 28-23 in that game. In the Class 4A Top 5, number one Nashville playing at fourth-ranked Joe T. Robinson. I believe it was all Senators tonight. See, that game may not have gone final as of yet. The last score we had was from the, I believe, from the fourth quarter. And looks like that game may have gone final after all. It was not. It was Robinson getting the 34-7 victory over Nashville. So it looks like a Class 4A will have a new number one next week. Number two, Arkadelphia at home tonight against Fountain Lake. And let's see if that game has gone final. Not yet, but the last score we had was Arkadelphia leading Fountain Lake 41-0. That was from the second quarter. Third-ranked Shiloh Christian playing at Prairie Grove this evening, and I think that game has gone final. It has. The Saints get the victory 56-7. And number five, Dardanelle at home tonight against Ozark, and it was the Sand Lizards losing to the Hillbillies 41-13. In the Class 3A Top 5 games that haven't yet gotten to, number one, Ryzen, a shutout Palestine Wheatley 51-0. Second-ranked Osceola is at home tonight against Manila, and I don't believe that game has gone final yet. Last score we had I'm not getting a score update on that one right now. I'll see if I can find that in just a little bit. There it is. The Seminoles defeat Manila tonight, 53-6. Also tonight, number three, Camden Harmony Grove at home against Horatio. And let's see if we can find a score update on that game. That we have not received any score updates on that one as of yet. And number five, Prescott at home tonight against Smackover. And that game has gone final. The Curly Wolves defeat the Buckaroos 37-20. And in the Class 2A Top 5, a big upset in the making tonight, and that game has gone final. Number one, Hazen, loses to Desark tonight 38-8. Also this evening, second-ranked Fordyce ended up shutting out Barton 64-0. It was number three, Junction City, at on the road tonight in Louisiana, taking on D'Arbon Woods. And let's see if we've got a final on that one. Okay, we've not received a final score on that one as of yet. Looking elsewhere, number four, Foreman playing at Lafayette County this evening. And let's see, I believe that game has gone final. It has. Foreman shuts out Lafayette County 50-0. And number five, Gurdon at Murfreesboro tonight. And we have not yet received a score update on that game. So that's a look at what else has been going on in the state and in the area. Okay, we do have an update on the Gurdon-Murfreesboro. Right now, the Go Devils up on Murfreesboro 35-6 in the fourth quarter. And Junction City leading D'Arbon Woods in the fourth quarter 42-12. Again, that game being played down in Louisiana. One quick update over on KTLO AM. Still no hitter going for Annabelle Sanchez as the game is in the bottom of the seventh. The Nationals lead the Cardinals 2-0 in game one of the National League Championship Series. You can listen to that game over on KTLO AM. For those of you sticking with us here on Classic Hits 101.7, be sure you tune in tonight from 10 until midnight. Rex Nelson will be along for the Gift Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan Friday night scoreboard show. Again, that'll be from 10 to midnight here on Classic Hits 101.7. So again, Mountain Home falls by 15 tonight. That's going to wrap up our broadcast. I want to thank Brad Hallworth and Sonny Elliott out at the stadium. I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from Jan Crow Stadium, the Jacksonville Titans 22 and the Mountain Home Bombers 7. Good night, everyone.